From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. In the past, we've told you about some fascinating history of the old Idaho Penitentiary in Boise, from haunted cells to rose gardens to notable prisoners who live behind the stone walls. But we haven't talked about one of the best-liked and most respected residents of the old pen, Dennis. Dennis lived at the prison between 1952 and 1968, and when he died, the prison population buried him in the only marked grave inside the prison walls. And oh yeah, Dennis was a cat. This Sunday marks the third annual Dennis the Cat Day at the Old Idaho Pen. We wanted to find out what all the fuss over this feline was all about, so we asked Alexandra Polidori to join us. She's the event coordinator at the Old Idaho Pen. Welcome to Idaho Matters.
Hello, it's good to be here.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for coming on. Okay, tell me about Dennis. Do we know where he came from?
Yeah, so the legend and most of what we know about Dennis comes from actually his obituary that was written in our newsletter, the prison newsletter, by the residents who were here. So as legend says, in 1952 on Memorial Day, he was born on the prison chicken farm. In June of 1952, he was snuck inside the prison walls, and was stashed away in a little shoebox, put inside the license plate factory, and was taken care of by a couple of the residents that were here.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Chicken farm, license plate factory. This is just, I love this story. Okay.
Yeah, so it's fantastic.
What else do we know about him? Do we know what color he was? I assume he was pretty friendly.
Yeah. So this is actually, I'm going to quote the actual obituary. He was a highly unlawful bit of undersized tomcat, all feet and eyes and wiggly tail, with a silver chest patch relieving a frizz of black coat. So he was a black cat with a little white patch on his chest. And from the picture that is a drawing that we have of him, it looks like he was a little bit long-haired and just the friendliest cat you can imagine, I guess.
I would think so. I'm guessing he had, you know, a pretty good daily life, maybe free run of the prison.
Yeah, you know, we don't really know what his daily life was like because he wasn't a working animal here at the prison. He was just a cat who got to hang out here. So we can imagine from what we know that he was doing normal cat things, probably begging for food, chasing birds, and having his kind of free roam of the place.
Wow. And he was there a long time. Something, if I did the math right, like 14 years?
So actually 16 years.
Wow.
And so he was here from 1952 to 1968. And throughout all of that time, he had the normal residents who would sneak him food from the dining hall and, you know, give him some food, make sure he was well fed. There was only a couple gap where the resident who was taking care of him actually got onto trustee duty. So he wasn't here within the site. So there was a little gap of where no one was really taking care of him. People noticed he was getting a little scraggly. And then the resident barber who was here within the site kind of took him under his wing, made him a little home in the barber shop, and he was back to good health in no time.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
Not to bum everybody out. Do we know how he died?
Yeah. So actually, speaking of the barber, so it was in 1968 on Memorial Day when Dennis passed away. The barbershop kind of became his place where he liked to hang out. And I guess on that night, he walked into the barbershop kind of with like a groan of discomfort is what they say. The barber made a little bed for him up on the table. And the next morning he was found deceased there, unfortunately. And it was really a big deal for the people who were incarcerated here at the time. Dennis had become this lovable figure and just this statement here within the prison. So it was a big deal.
Wow. Okay. We're speaking with Alexandra Polidori about the third annual Dennis the Cat Day at the Old Idaho Penitentiary. That's going to be this Sunday. Now, I love this story. And is it true that he's got the only marked grave inside the prison?
It is very true. Yes. And, you know, it's one of these places that people come and visit every single day where his grave is at. It is a very big marker here and a big importance to be the only marked grave within inside of the prison walls.
And what does it look like? I mean, it has his name.
Yeah, so it's just like a little cement slab. It does have a cross engraved into it with a nameplate that says Memorial Day 1952 to 1968. And it says Dennis the Cat on there.
Wow. And as I said, it's the third annual Dennis the Cat Day at the Penn. Why do you celebrate Dennis every year? I mean, I think, you know, if I were a kid or something, this would be a great way to get a little history in, maybe get folks interested. Why is Dennis the Cat your celebrated Memorial Day cat?
Well, not only because the legend says that he was born and passed away on Memorial Day. So that's obviously a big deal. And right? That we have the actual dates for that. It's, you know, that's nice. But the story of the prison animals that we have here, specifically Dennis, connect the past and the present on such a human level with these stories. You know, his story serves as an easy and a really fun way to promote the Old Penn's educational mission to humanize the people who live and worked here. And it's an easy way for kids to connect to the stories that were here, for their adults to connect to the stories that were here, and just share this really beautiful story of universal compassion here at the site.
Wow. Okay. You're going to have food trucks. You're going to have vendors all on Sunday, but you're also going to have prison pets presentations. What is that?
Yeah. So we have a couple of our Old Idaho Penitentiary historians who have come up with some presentations for us here. So they're going to be talking about animals throughout the site who worked here and lived here, and the residents who are incarcerated who took care of them or were their buddies. It kind of lays this foundation, these presentations of the use of animals in Idaho's prisons, not only as, you know, working animals, but evolving into what we know now with the current institutions as these therapy type animals.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've heard and done stories about cats in the prison system here, which especially kittens that are raised and cats who are injured who are helped here, and then dogs who are raised and trained. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
I understand you're going to have some limited edition Dennis the Cat merchandise. What might that entail?
Yeah. So we have in our souvenir confinement is what we call our gift shop here at the Old Penn. We're going to have some Dennis the Cat Day shirts. We have our plushes, our pins. And this year we had a poster competition actually where we reached out to the public to create a poster for Dennis the Cat Day. So we're going to have limited edition of those poster prints made by a local artist here in Boise.
Wait, you said plush. Can I get a Dennis the Cat stuffy?
You sure can, as well as some of the other animals that were here as well.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. I love the history component to this, along with the cat part. What would you say to folks to get them to come out to Dennis the Cat Day?
You know, due to the nature and the history, obviously, of this site, some of the stories here are not always kid friendly. This is one of those stories that really can connect anyone in Idaho to the site. Some of our events and programs can feel more geared to adults, but this one really allows the Old Idaho Penitentiary to demonstrate the mission of the Idaho State Historical Society and our mission of preserving and promoting this Idaho history through these new and innovative programs. So coming out here and supporting us allows us to do more of these in the future that can be geared to all of Idaho's public.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We've been speaking with Alexandra Polidori about the event. Oh, she's the event coordinator at the Old Idaho Penn. And we've been talking about the third annual Dennis the Cat Day at the Old Prison. It's this Sunday. We'll put a link to it. Everybody go out, find out about Dennis the Cat and the rest of the history. Thanks, Alex, for everything and for coming on the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godette, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. My mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.